Welcome to Medium Clever. You're welcome, audience. I'm accepting your praise in advance. This is Medium Clever. I'm Brett Medill.
I'm Sean Stewart.
We've got our hilarious guest, our first guest, show's first guest as Medium Clever. We have Ryan Ash, hilarious comedian, hailing from Edmonton, now residing in Winnipeg.
Hi to you and yours.
That's what Ryan Ash sounds like.
Hello.
That's also what Ryan Ash sounds like.
We're both here.
The Lon Chaney of voices. He's got 1,000 of them. 1,000 voices.
I got 1,000 voices, probably.
You could probably do 1,000.
Yeah.
Minor variations. We could do it.
Yeah. None of them accurate. Wouldn't accurately portray culture well enough to not offend somebody from it, were I trying to imitate them.
But they'd be different.
Slightly.
Ryan Ash has been known to hip-hop a little bit every now and again.
You knew that. Pull it out your pocket. Take a look. It's on the cue card, listener.
He likes to hip-hop. We know a couple of local rappers, the Books of Wisdom.
I hate those guys.
They don't have much respect for their granny.
They don't.
Nope.
I've heard of those clowns.
I think they've performed once.
You know, Henry Ford said the greatest mistake of the nation is to forsake the wisdom of its elders. And, you know, they wrote the book on that one, so to speak.
They're books of wisdom, and they're from the future. It's a good thing.
I thought, Sean is anti. You're pro?
Pro what?
He's for books of wisdom.
I'm for many things.
I'm against books of wisdom.
You don't like books of wisdom?
I think they're dicks. Like, who travels through time and then comes back as an MC? It's stupid.
They were inspired by a cardboard robot.
Well, still, it doesn't make any sense.
Does it have to make sense?
No.
It's a quest through time and space. It's a hero's journey.
Can I just hate something blindly for once? God damn it.
You can hate anything you want blindly, and I'll support you. I'll support your blind hatred.
You better.
However, something we both love, the classic film from 1969,
yeah.
Hercules in New York.
Very classic.
Complete with road sound in the background while they're on Mount Olympus.
Well, they were like
they're talking to Zeus
in Central Park.
They're talking to Zeus on Mount Olympus.
Zeus?
On Mount Olympus.
Zeus.
They're talking to Dr. Zeus.
Zeus.
They're cursing the Statue of Liberty at the end. Really? Arnold Schwarzenegger is there as Hercules, and he hates those damn dirty apes.
Oh, yeah.
So he's talking to Zeus on the top of Mount Olympus. I am enunciating.
Nice.
And you can hear the traffic on the other side of, like, the garden wall. So, like, this is a really high production value on this.
My son.
Pretty much.
All right, get out of the fucking way. I'm trying to drive in.
Because then Zeus throws a thunderbolt that is clearly like a bent up
coat hanger.
Yeah. Lightning bolt.
So good.
Really?
He's throwing thunderbolts.
I got to find that VHS.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Do people even have VHS players anymore?
You can still buy them.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think anyone's really that, you know, pining over that technology.
Yeah.
It's like, what about the VHS?
Bring back somebody. The reel-to-reel.
Yeah. I liked it when it got frayed on the edges and it looked like my film player had Parkinson's.
Bring back Betamax.
Yeah, exactly.
I watched Betamax when I was a kid. There was this one kid I knew, this asthmatic nerdy kid, and he had his parents had a Betamax, and we watched the original 60s Batman movie on Betamax. That's my one
sweet.
Memory of Betamax
wow.
as a child.
The bat shark
repellent and everything.
Mine was I had a Chippendale Betamax tape that no. I think somebody had bought for me at a garage sale and taken home to my parents. And then it just, I was out of cartoons. Like I had watched everything, you know, threefold.
But you had a Betamax player?
No, I didn't. We didn't have a Betamax player. I had the Chippendale cartoon with the squirrels were wearing top hats on the cover. And I was all ready to rip. I was like, when can I watch this? And I wouldn't get it as a kid. My mom was like, no, it's a different format. And I'm like, looks like a tape. There's got to be some way. Can we like put it in there with a piece of paper to buffer the space? Or how do we make this work? This is easy. You just plug it in. Why are you doing this to me? And she's like, no, it's
They can make a pair of shoes fill a whole box. Can't we put some packing paper in there? Make this tape fit?
Yeah. Honestly, because when you're a kid and something like that doesn't work, you're just like, Dad's holding out on me. Yeah. I've seen him fix shit before. That fucker. He won't play the Betamax.
The case has Dale's hilarious Hawaiian shirt, and I want to see what that looks like in action.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening. Chip's trying to play it up, and Dale's dressed down, you know?
He's kind of casual. The Hawaii 5-0 approach. He fulfills the Michelangelo Ninja Turtles role in the Chippendale Squadron.
Exactly. Michelangelo is a party dude.
Yeah, he's a party dude.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
He'll party all over the place.
Leave scraps of pizza everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Michelangelo, the turtle that has sex with pizza.
Should we maybe have
no one has that much fun eating pizza. No one has that much fun eating pizza.
Yeah.
Michelangelo was making love to some of those pizzas.
I don't know. That might be up for speculation. You can't prove that he had sex with some of those
pizzas. Well, he was very platonic with April. He kept things above board, even though she looked very good in her yellow jumpsuit.
That's because he's a turtle. He just wants to fuck other turtles.
And he's not a gay turtle, because he didn't fuck Leonardo.
Of course he's not gay.
He didn't have sex with Spike.
He's a big fish in a small pond. He's a mutated turtle looking for turtle poon, and there's no other mutated turtles.
Turtle poon might be the funniest thing in the world when you say turtle poon. So you're saying that he's too smart. He'd feel like he'd be taking advantage of your average sewer turtle that he would find.
I take issue with that. He's not smart. He's the party dude. Donatello.
You're right.
Builds machines.
Well, we all know that Raphael is cruel. Oh,
crude but cruel.
Oh, lost it. Fart sound. Raphael is cool but crude. Michelangelo is a party dude.
I don't remember that song.
Leonardo leads, Donatello does machines.
There's a car outside.
Thanks. That's
who knows why.
Important information.
Well, for anybody listening,
there's a car outside. We can hear it, but you probably can't.
Of course,
we're commenting on it anyway.
What if they're idling outside the window to shoot us the hell up?
I hope so.
That would be a problem.
Then we'll have some cred, finally.
I bet it's the Foot Clan. Finally get some cred.
Get some cred. They threw a shoe in my window. It was the most maddest thing I've ever seen.
The Foot Clan.
Where can I redeem my cred? I need that coffee grinder.
Yeah, street cred works like the skee ball at Chuck E. Cheese.
Street cred's air miles. Cred miles. Get me to the ghetto and that back.
That's the only street cred you can get at Safeway.
Yeah.
The liquor store, I understand. But if you can get street cred at Safeway, something's wrong with your cred system.
Street cred. You can get street cred for the bus at Safeway. That still keeps it real.
But back to Hercules in New York, this awful movie.
Oh, yeah, let's go back to that piece of shit.
Because Pretzi died, and Pretzi, Arnold Stang, was it?
Yeah.
Arnold Stang. He really made Pretzi pop in that terrible, terrible movie.
He sure did.
Of awful faces.
He sure did.
That like, you know what? He wouldn't have been so bad if they'd had a decent editor, but the editor let every one of those faces run at like a freeze frame for 10 seconds. It's like, oh, Pretzi's mugging for the camera with a face. Focus on that and move on to Hercules fighting a man in a bear suit in Central Park.
That's pretty good.
That's probably the highlight of that movie, the bear fight. And that's probably like all you need to see.
Yeah, well, that sums up the absurdity of the movie. Just like, well, the only thing he had going on for him up to that point is he was Mr. Universe a bunch of times. It's just like, here he is popping off his shirt for no reason and flexing. Yeah.
It's like, he doesn't look like me. Rip.
But there's no one like him.
Nope.
Ever. There'll never be anyone like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Sly Stallone's a different guy, but Arnold Schwarzenegger is larger than friggin' life.
It's just not allowed to happen.
Yeah.
I think Arnold Schwarzenegger could very well actually be Hercules or Heracles.
Or like a descendant of Hercules or...
We're just like, totally. Eventually he dies because he's pierced in the heel, and it's like, oh, he really was like a impervious Greek something something.
Achilles?
Yeah. The myths are true, and then there'll be a big cultural shift. They'll start rejecting Christianity. People will reject everything. They'll be coming back to their roots. They'll be looking after the Greek gods.
They'll start believing in the Mayans again for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can believe in Mayans because they existed.
Oh, of course they existed. But I mean, like, they're...
I don't believe in the Mayans.
Fuck the Mayans, I don't believe them.
I refuse to believe in Germans.
And Incans? Who are they?
I am a Mayan denier. I deny the Mayans. Sean denies the Holocaust. He's on record. He is on record as a Holocaust denier.
I didn't mean it.
That's where my values are.
I'm kind of like Bill O'Reilly. Just say whatever the fuck comes off my head.
Oh, right. Great.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, did I say Muslims attacked us? Yeah, you did. Oh. Well, they did. They did attack
us. Moving on.
Not all of them. See ya. Okay, bye. Moving on.
Why would they ever have him on The View anyhow? It's honestly.
Like, really? Yeah.
Because he wrote a book. Because he wrote a new book. How do you ever get on a TV show?
What was his new book called?
Something about pinheads. I don't know.
Patriots and Pinheads.
Bill O'Reilly.
Bill
O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly.
So back to denying the Mayans.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
What was the name of
like
the Mayans?
Like 2012? Like 2012. Really?
2012, yeah. Balderdash.
Shit goes bananas.
Y2K.
Like Hercules.
II.
Oh, wait. I remember what my point was about Hercules goes bananas. It's the idea that I have about this, like you can watch Hercules in New York, and I know I keep coming back to this because I'm not getting out when I'm trying to get out whenever I talk about it. But
well said.
But the whole point here is that Hercules in New York, Hercules goes bananas, it's a terrible movie, but it is hilarious. It's awesome. It's bad awesome. And bad awesomeness exists in the world, and it's great. You gotta always find bad awesome.
I agree.
Professionals who come together with the goal of making a quality product and failing miserably.
I'm gonna have to show you guys a copy of The Clothes That Went to the Party by Mother Goose Rhymes or something. Like, I used to troll the dollar store in Sherwood Park back in Alberta. And not the dollar store, actually, I apologize. It was the Zellers, and there was a dollar DVD bin. And I saw these DVDs in kind of like a plasticky, but a folded DVD cover. Like, right. It wasn't even closed on the ends. It was just like a folded piece of plastic over top with a little slot for the DVD to sit in. And they're called like Mother Goose or something, or Fairy Godmother. That was it. And there was just this, it was like this attempt at a children's show, but it was like they had one take and they were like improvising it. And it's this like old lady, and she seems like, I don't want to say sweet because she seemed crazy. Like, not in a mean way, but just a way you don't want to support. And like, and she's dressed up in this ball uniform, like a baseball uniform. And right. She's telling this anecdote, like, to start off this whole show. About like the cartoon or like the fairy godmother's baseball game, and she was like, she's talking about Rumpelstiltskin, but like halfway through she starts talking, she's still telling a story about Rumpelstiltskin, but she starts talking about other people. She gets her characters mixed around. She gets off. It's beautiful. It's just like, it was a piece of improv that you can't miss because it's insane. It's insane. And she's not even using the right terminology to go with baseball either.
One of my favorite video
sounds
games.
Like good watching.
When my parents first bought a PC in 1993, and it had 33 megahertz, and we thought it was great. I had an old DOS game called Mixed Up Mother Goose, and it was like a role-playing game where you had to walk around Mother Goose fairy tale land, and you had to fix all the rhymes so that you could find Mother Goose.
I think I played Mixed Up Mother Goose.
Oh my god. I loved it when I was a kid. It was terrible. Awful.
I used to love
would that
it.
Be bad,
it, would
be, awesome?
It would be unbearable now. Like, I've gone back and I've tried to play Nintendo games, the old 8-bit Nintendo games that I loved when I was a kid. and they are impossible now. They're either really super hard or of no entertainment value whatsoever. And there's nothing in between when you try to play those games now.
Yeah, there's super hard games, or especially for Nintendo. Super Nintendo, you can kind of, there's a bit of a curve because there's just more buttons and functions. But when you're running and jumping, like the whole game, that takes some real attention, the running and jumping, without all the extra stimulus.
You got to really know where all the pixels are so you can get those long jumps without dying.
Yeah. And that's unforgiving. Like, there's no, like, 30 continues. Like, new games, they figure it out for games now.
Because they're like, not being made for arcades anymore.
Well, they're like, the sooner we shuffle this chucklehead through this game and get the little loser to get all his trophies, the sooner he buys another one of our friggin' games. So exactly. They're just pounding you through the game. You'll respond stronger than before with unlimited continues. And you're first online now. Just somehow.
You're going to beat this. Buy the sequel. It's out in 3 months.
Here's a trophy because you passed a chapter.
It's a trophy. Those are the best ones to get. What are you talking about?
Participation trophies.
You've completed this part. Aren't you special?
Yeah, we've allowed the story to progress.
Do you like this game? If you like this game, you might like to pay us another $20 for the level that we didn't include when we sent it to you originally.
Here's an expansion pack that will never, ever just be a thank you for playing.
Why can't they just release
them
free?
Here's a thing that was supposed to be part of the game originally until our distributor told us to cut it out and make you pay for it separately.
Yeah. I wonder if that would work if they just, one of them just released a whole awesome expansion pack and the whole gimmick was like, at the start of the end, it was just a screen that's like, if you like this, just buy the next one, please. Just buy the next one. Keep buying them forever.
There's no game. There's just a message. Thank you for your business. Buy more.
Yeah. If you had to
don't ruin the joke. Unlocked. Don't ruin the joke, mate. Like those old, like it's on the old timey freak show thing where it's like half the joke is that they made you pay to see nothing. And then you tell your buddies to like, oh yeah, you guys have to see that. That's the best thing. Where the whole joke is that the carny rips you off.
Yeah. Now you got to hire your friends to make you not stupid.
Exactly. Totally. They make you look dumb, and then you sucker all your buddies into looking dumb.
Don't stand alone.
And the only person that wins is the carny who took money from everyone.
Like the cheese.
You don't want to be the cheese.
The cheese stands alone.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd rather be with the farmer in the dell.
Yeah.
And all the other people.
Hi-ho, the Dario. The Dario, indeed. Oh, I just got that.
The Dario? There's cheese?
Hi-ho, yeah. And other things. There seems to be... Is there a cow in there? What happens? The nurse takes his wife? The nurse takes his wife. Hi-ho, the Dario. The farmer in a dell.
I didn't realize there was so much infidelity in Farmer in the Dell.
I don't even remember that song.
People are taking other people's wives. The dish is running away with the spoon. That might be a different thing.
The farmer takes his niece. And he unleashes
and fucks her on the cheese.
The horse rapes the goat.
I'm just trying to stand alone. Who's just the poor cheese?
And the cow jumped over the moon.
With the silver spoon.
Good night, moon.
Good night, trees.
I don't really know.
Good night, bed bugs and Winnipeg housing.
Oh, that's fun. That's gonna be fun.
I heard that Polo Park, Silver City, and the cheap theater on McGilvery both had bed bugs.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, bed bugs, don't go to the theater anymore.
Especially not to
boring
movies.
Download your movies.
Don't pay for movies, anyone. Don't make the mistake of paying for movies.
I had scabies.
How was that?
It was horrible.
Sounds horrible.
They're little mites that burrow in your skin, and the worst part is it happens at night, and you get itchy, and you know what causes itchy? Because they are laying eggs and shitting in you.
That's disgusting.
This is the most horrible thing, and they wake up at night. So, like, you're lying. The whole world is asleep, and you're lying in your bed beside your girlfriend. My girlfriend, like, barely got it. Like, got a couple in her. But me, I was a colony, and I just knew, like, at night I'd lay awake, and it was half because I was so itchy, I was dying, but halfway because, like, I knew that they were awake inside me, and they were burrowing in my skin. It's just the most horrible thing
to think of. Yeah,
yeah, I'm an anthill.
Hey,
yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Hey, what's that itch? Oh, it's tiny bugs shitting inside you.
Yeah.
Oh! Like, what kind of currency is that?
Fucking my
Thanks,
skin.
Thanks, doctor. I never wanted to sleep again.
Yeah. It's my skin is fucking Paris circa the Black Plague. Just gutters overflowing with feces from mites. Mite babies being left in piles of gutter feces. Mites and feces.
And mites.
Mites. And mites to follow. Snacking on me.
Feces and also dung. The dung is involved.
Although they never made it to my groin, which is lucky because I Googled some pics.
Oh.
And of course they show worst case scenario.
Those weren't related. Those were months earlier, right? You were like, I need to see some scabies dicks.
Oh,
you
were
just on Google, scabiesdicks.com. Yeah.
I want a dick that looks like a cut in half. Yeah, you know, the producer is on the internet right now, ladies and gentlemen, looking at the pictures. Look at that. It looks like a turned out pomegranate.
That's disgusting.
So it never made it. My ass was it had a couple of fucking big old scabe dog.
I had a scabies scare. I didn't actually have scabies.
Right, I was gonna bring.
But
it up.
When I was in high school, when I was in grade 11, we did this big nerdy geography thing where we all raised money and went out to Alberta for like 2 weeks and went hiking and staying in hostels. And we were staying in hostels, and I guess a few of the girls that were on the trip got scabies in a hostel. And so by the time we got home, it was like, okay, well, we were all in close quarters, so we have to, you know, more people probably have scabies, so everyone take precautions kind of thing. Yeah. And because everyone at high school, it was a small enough high school that this was something people knew about, they were all jealous of us that we got to go on this cool trip and not be in school. So then they found out about the one thing that was negative, and then they said, hey, let's make them feel bad about that constantly for the rest of the school year.
I remember that.
Because we didn't get to go. You guys had, at least I didn't get scabies.
Yeah, scabies.
Came
baby.
Back with a bad case of scabies.
You fucking pricks.
My scabie lady.
Don't worry, all those guys that made fun of the geography trip, they went on to get DUIs.
Are they still living there?
Some of them probably.
Like, I also got a DUI and scabies. I could have gone on the trip and stayed home.
We would like to point out that we are a higher class than Ryan Ash at this point.
Hey,
Ryan Ash.
Okay.
Ryan Ash is what you'd call a gutter snipe.
Whatever. As long as there's snipe in there, I don't care.
I just thought that that's a hilarious sounding
scabies
word.
Scabies headshot.
Ryan Ash
snipes.
He's a hilarious scamp. He hails from Edmonton, a place where the DUIs run like water.
It's not my fault. I'm a product of my environment. I was
That's
just
where
trying to fit
all,
in.
All the guys I was talking with that got DUIs, they all got DUIs in Alberta.
Listen, if you drive a car, you have to get drunk so you can take on a truck.
That just makes sense.
Just the way.
You
don't understand.
You gotta get the courage up to drive a car in Alberta.
I was born in the oil sands, and I rode a dinosaur skeleton through the Rockies down to where the wheat grows and the cattle roam. So blow it out your ass if you try to hate on me, motherfucker!
Oh... Our guest is Ryan Ash. He's a real pro. He's a hilarious guy. He's
gutter snipe.
Gutter snipe Ryan Ash. We're proud to have him.
I think it's funny that you say that we're higher class than Ryan Ash when we come from Swan River, Manitoba.
It's a joke.
I understand,
but
like,
we're still better than our producer because he's from the Paw. Can we agree on that? We are a higher class than at least him.
How many people are in the Paw?
At least 12.
I moved to Swan River when I was in sixth grade.
That's not really a move up, though. You know what?
No,
we're not
going to
hate on you. We're not going to hate on you because you were from slightly more in the middle of nowhere.
I just don't... Like, are there any... What is the like most populous town in northern Manitoba?
In northern Manitoba? Thompson? Probably Thompson.
And how many people are in Thompson?
I have no idea.
Are we talking like
15,000, 20,000? Mate,
I'm sorry.
If that.
Do they have
10, 15 probably.
They have a Walmart?
I think probably.
Most likely.
I think they have a Walmart.
Even in a city of that size, Walmart's just big enough to come in and mess with everyone's business.
Big enough to get fucked by Walmart.
Yeah. Did you think you were buying clothes from the thrift store? Not anymore. Innocent small business ravaged. Come get it.
We can sell you new clothes from China that are cheaper than the used clothes you can buy in town.
Get more bang for your Bangladesh buck. Healthcare is having a sewing machine to close your wounds.
Good time with our guest.
Hey, I'm their guest. It's me, Ryan Ash.
It's Ryan Ash. We don't really think he's a gutter snipe.
Oh yeah, and for the record, I don't think the Holocaust didn't happen.
For the
record, I know we said that like a long
Sean
time ago.
Isn't not a Holocaust denier.
Okay, yeah, you lost me there.
Wait. Sean Stewart is still looking for the presence of oh shit, what's that die that Holocaust deniers are against? Damn it, I lost it.
That diet?
There's a dye. There's like a dye that they're like, the Holocaust couldn't have happened because this dye isn't present in the gas rooms.
Oh, like how bananas explain how the Bible happened or something.
that was the video with
Kirk Cameron.
Kirk Cameron from Growing Pains. Oh, you see, the reason that evolution isn't real is because the banana's grooves fit exactly into the grooves on your hand. And that's why... That's why God says evolution's not real.
Sold. Actually, you know what? You even though you say that, I'm pretty much an atheist, but but I always thought that fruit was one of the leading, that whenever I looked at fruit, I was just like, if there's proof that God exists, it is probably fruit. It's so colorful, it's easy to find, it's delicious.
Like, there's so many colors here.
It's like, like, where could I happen to find, oh, look, it's nature's pylon, the orange. It's so visible and juicy. And how did I find you easily?
How did this tree know I wanted to eat these things?
Yeah. Fruit basket, God. Then Satan plants vegetables.
Oh, because they're in the ground.
Yeah.
Anything that grows underground is Satan's.
So I think pretty much we all believe in God now, because we just figured that out.
Well,
vegetables, ground, Satan, fruit.
I saw a pomegranate once, so God must exist.
Yep.
And the deep fryer produced the onion ring, which is pretty much a battered halo.
Even though we established that things that grow under the ground are from Satan. Onion rings,
onions
Satan's halos.
Onions of fruit.
Onions of fruit.
You heard it here first. Breaking news. Dr. Ryan Ash declares.
Onions are a fruit.
PhD in botany, Ryan Ash. Onions are a fruit.
Robotany.
Robotany. The study of mechanical plants.
What would that consist
Little
of?
Little Shop of Horrors 2.
Okay, that's the title of this episode. Medium Clever Episode 2, Robotany with Ryan Ash.
Perfect.
Robotany professional.
Je t'aime.
I think that you guys are missing the big news story this week.
I thought we
the number
it.
One headline news story. I don't know if this will tell about me. This is what the headline of my news, the Brett Medill's personal news this week was. The Double Down is in Canada.
Oh, snap.
Oh shit.
I didn't even know.
Headline shit. News, page A1.
Atkins
Double
diet
Down
friendly.
Available. Atkins diet friendly Double Down now available in Canada.
Notice to those willing to die, it is on end or popping.
I'd like a cheese and bacon sandwich, but I would like the bun to be deep fried chicken, please. Done. It's just like,
gotta love that.
Now stopping hearts above the border.
I want to die. $5. It's all put a double down inside a Baconator.
No, just buy two double downs and make a double, a quadruple down. Or a, nice. Or what would it be?
A fat quadruple fuck witch.
Yeah, pretty much. Or like those, what is it, Checkers that has the grilled cheese, double grilled cheese burger? That's amazing.
It's a grilled cheese. It's two grilled cheese. It's two grilled cheese sandwiches with a burger in between them.
Oh, man.
Genius.
Or like minor league baseball. I don't remember what minor league baseball team it was a few years ago. They released the Krispy Kreme burger that was a hamburger with on a donut that was cut in half.
Oh, my God. Oh,
man. You know what? I had Krispy Kremes in the States, and I got to say, I could give a shit less.
Really?
I didn't. I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't catch the flavor.
I've never tried one, so I can't say.
I had one Krispy Kreme 5 years ago, and I haven't been able to look at a donut the same way since.
Really?
I you know what? It's probably been good for me because I haven't really wanted a Tim Hortons donut ever since I had a Krispy Kreme donut. They've been ruined for me. They taste like cardboard.
You know what? For me, I always loved Robin's Donut cinnamon twists and sugar twists. And I see that the twist has been pretty much phased out of the donut counter. And I'm mad as hell. I'm mad as hell. And I'm not going to take it anymore.
And bring back the Long John.
Yeah.
I miss the Long John.
Me too. I need a footed sweat bottom. Is that the same thing? Or are you talking about food again?
I'm still talking about baked treats.
I'm talking about Robin Hood characters. Bring them back.
Where's
genetically make him and Will Scarlet.
Little John, Big John, Long John, Short John.
He'll thump you upon the pate with his long staff.
That was the Merry Men, right? It was Robin Hood, and there was like
five Johns.
Will Scarlet, and Friar Tuck, and then a bunch of Johns.
Little John, Medium John, Retarded John, Ineffective.
HD, HD John. ADD John.
And Alan Adeo, the Merry Minstrel.
Oh, of course, we can't forget Alan.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest.
I especially like Robin Hood when he was a fox.
Yeah, I love that cartoon. That was my favorite.
When Robin Hood
cartoon.
Is a fox, that's the way. That's where it's at.
And you know what? That brought us inadvertently and never meant it to be that way because the singing cowboy was way too cool for that. Was that's what it was. Yeah, that was the strumming thing. Way cooler.
I had never made that particular connection
before. Sped
it
up and fucked it up.
Yeah.
For Hamster Dance. Hamster Dance.
And like really like.
Yeah, that was popular when I owned that Prozac album.
Oh, man.
I remember.
To be you.
Hey, yeah, I know, it's true.
Hi-yo.
It's like that's for me, that's one of the quintessential albums from my childhood from my life where it was like. Albums that you purchased and then regretted very quickly. There was Prozac, Hot Show. That did not take me long to regret. Also, Len, Can't Stop the Bum Rush.
Oh, man. Is that Steal My Sunshine?
Oh, yeah. Steal My Sunshine's on there. I owned those albums.
Did they have a song that's like, my brain's gonna blast, but
I'm feeling all right.
And then they had Hyde from that show.
Danny Masterson was in the video. I remember watching the pop-up video for that video.
A waste of fucking time.
Can't Stop the Bum Rush.
Yeah.
There's no way.
The Bum Rush.
Can't be done. The Bums Rush.
They bum rush you and they steal your sunshine.
And your money.
You better not be carrying any excess sunshine. And of course, by sunshine, I mean crystal meth. The bums will rush you.
Yeah, no.
If you walk around with a pocket full of crystal meth, the bums have a nose for it.
I think, and also Crazy Town had a nose for crystal meth.
Crazy Town.
Come, hey. My lady. Come, my lady.
You're my butterfly.
Sugar.
A friend of mine, the only brown kid I knew in high school, stole that album from Walmart.
What?
Why?
Like, the only brown person I knew who would have an opportunity to establish a stereotype stole something.
So, like, he just thought, like, oh, these guys are awesome.
We went to our first real concert. But we went to Yorkton, the great land of Yorkton. in high school. We took my roommate, actually my current roommate. He took his parents' van and we went to Yorkton for a concert. And we saw Gob,
ooh,
headlining Bigwig and Bowling for Soup.
Oh, who later became
famous apparently. And they played in a, in a so barn cool. behind an arena.
That's pretty rad.
That's the way to do it.
So we went to this concert in a barn. But while we were in the great city, 10,000 people of Yorkton, that was like a big trip for us. Our brown friend and us, we all went into the Walmart. And when we came out, the little beeper dealie says, hang on a second. So like suckers from small towns that we are, we all stop.
Ugh.
The beeper thing went off. We don't know what's going on. We all stop. The guy, whatever, the manager, whoever comes over, pointing the finger at the brown guy. And of course, if we'd been smarter, we would have started playing the race card. But we didn't know what was going on. So then it's like, okay, you're all going to go through one at a time. And guess who sets it off? Oh, look, it's a brown guy setting off the alarm. And I don't know what they did to him, but they let us off scot-free. We're like, okay, whoa, man, we're all scared. Like, that was weird. Never had that happen to us before. We get in the van. Fucking Brownie Toes here. Pulls out a Crazy Town CD. Hey, guys! Oh! And we just fucking couldn't believe it. We'd all been through this ordeal, and we all felt like we'd all felt falsely accused. And then it turns out that it was not false at all.
Turns out, yeah,
took the wind directly from my sails.
What can you do? But why Crazy Town of all CDs?
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm in Walmart. I need to steal an album. We can't listen to it on the way home because we only have a tape deck anyway.
So
you stole a tape?
No. We couldn't have listened to a CD is what I'm saying. Okay. So he wasn't stealing something to listen to on the way home because that wasn't an option.
Right.
And he still picked Crazy Town.
Just so we're getting our stereotypes straight. What was the brown dude? There are a billion what version of brown people out there.
I believe you would actually say that his brownness was, I guess, I think...
You think?
Now I'm not even sure. He was French. He's French, and his family's from Quebec. But now I can't remember what the exact origin of his brownness is.
Seems like an almost negatable fact.
Well, no. Yeah. But when you're from a part of the country
Quebec, where it's Crazy Town, so we don't know if he was stealing an AC/DC CD. We would have known what kind of brown he was if he was stealing a friggin'. Dance Mix Wedding CD.
If he'd been stealing MC Mario Presents, we would know what was going on. But Crazy Town, the genre is just too general, too mishmash to really be aware of what I'm kind of brown's
happening. They meld together way too well.
Brazilian.
Hey, he was just a butterfly enthusiast.
Did you know that the butterfly in Spanish is... Mariposa?
You don't even know.
Or is
know
it a papillon?
I'm going to set up a premise that I'm not sure of a finish for.
Did you know the Chinese word for zebra is...
I don't know. But wait, let me try.
Ping pong Chinatown.
Let me take it for a test drive. Mariposa. Mariposa.
I think Mariposa is a place ladies buy clothes.
It is, but that could be.
It could be a butterfly.
But it's also a butterfly in Spanish, maybe.
Hey, producer, hit Google.
Yeah, let's Google this shit up.
Right now, let's make this official.
So my brown friend, maybe he was just a lepidopterist. He was collecting butterflies and butterfly-related paraphernalia. And Crazy Town's album just kind of
fit into that niche. But you won't admit to knowing Mariposa.
I don't know Mariposa. And the only reason I know Lepidopterist is because it was in the title of a Venture Brothers episode.
Lepidopterist. It's a lily. Founded.
A Mariposa is a lily.
It could be just
the butterfly. It's the butterfly lily. It's what we'll call it. Okay. From now on, the Mariposa.
Wait. But that's a lily in Spanish? That's the Spanish translation? Or is that something they call...
No, it's English.
Look up English, Spanish to English translation. Mariposa.
Yeah.
Or look up Mariposa butterfly right beside one another. That'll make it official.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Ah, this
we'll find one.
Oh, I love putting Google what? Searches in audio.
In Spanish?
It's a butterfly.
It's a... Well, okay. Click on the link. I'm taking so this much over.
Work. We're paying you nothing. Isn't that enough for you to use Google properly?
Along with manning the soundboard.
So there is a Mariposa butterfly?
So apparently Mariposa okay. is butterfly related. Chalk went up to Ryan Ash. He's a smart guy.
A butterfly hides among the lilies, perfectly camouflaged.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, I'm right. And then another layer is added. And now I'm right.
It's like
2-3 minutes later.
Bringing it all back to evolution.
Anyone listening is so stupid.
Fruit was made by God, and Mariposa's
is better for butterfly. And I have scabies, or I had them.
I nixed that shit right away.
Yo, you can't nix or rid it. You have to go.
No, that sounds like a very
with a 0.5% permethrin cream.
Well, then it turns out that I did not treat myself properly for scabies, but then didn't have them at all. Because I definitely ridded or nixed those bitches.
Permethanin is Roman for lamb coating.
Coat yourself with some lamb.
I don't believe this one. Google it.
No, this isn't going to be the it? Google it show.
Go deep.
Google it. What we're going to do is we're going to sit around. Pattern. We're going to come up with absurd premises, and then we're going to Google them and see what happens. We're going to look up image searches on our audio podcast for all the absurd ideas we have.
People,
and then we're going to describe them.
People can Google along with us. It'll
this
be like an interactive thing.
This is what scaby nuts look like. It's a pomegranate. That's on the outside.
Oh,
this is
man.
What we're learning tonight.
You stupid idiots.
I'm not even sure who that was directed at, but I like it.
Probably us.
Now, I had an experience last week, and I'm not sure what to make of this. I was working at the Home Depot like I do occasionally from time to time, and I was hating it, which I do all the time that I'm there, because it's awful. It's terrible. It's a stupid job. And a lady comes in and wants to buy some carpet runner. I'm not going to go into all the details. She needs 6 feet. There's like 10 feet there. And then she says, hey, maybe we can work out something else for the extra 4 feet. Maybe you can cut me a deal. But then she feels self-conscious about trying to haggle with me. And she takes a step back, and in order to cover her tracks, she says, I don't want to sound Jewish or anything.
Was she Jewish?
No, she was making like a race, stereotype racist comment. And so I'm saying, okay, number one, I'm asking, what should I have done? And then I will describe what I did do.
Well, I have a feeling what you did do is probably married to the sensibilities tied into your brown crazy town story. My brown friend of no discernible race stole a CD. Here's 10 minutes of banter on it. But no, go on with your next story. What happened to Jewish lady?
I'm trying to keep this something going here.
What? Hate?
No, the point is that even though I'm from a small town, I have encountered a very small amount of open racism in my life. And I don't think anyone I know has met more than the number of Jews that you can count on one hand. So encountering people that have racism toward Jews seems extremely foreign to me. And this woman just openly like, well, I don't want to sound like a Jew, but maybe we can cut a deal for this extra carpet runner. And I was just, I kind of had to process it. I stopped, I paused, and I just waited like 2 beats for that like statement to clear out of the air. And then I just pretended that it didn't happen and was like, okay, so 6 feet then. All right, let's cut this for you. So I just kind of completely powered through it. Because I mean, working in the service industry, you can't just be like, that was horribly racist, customer.
Besides, Jews love Berber.
This Berber is
okay.
It's 100% nylon.
Nylon. It sticks in my nose while I sleep. It gives me allergies, the likes of which you wouldn't believe. I got scabies from my carpet.
Okay. I don't know where I thought the story about the racist, this anti-Semitic lady was going to go. But I don't know. Have you guys had any experiences with just like open racism weird situations?
Oh, I'm from Alberta. That stuff just doesn't go on.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? Okay, I have some cousins that live in Edmonton, and one of the only things I remember from visiting them as children was that they would constantly remark about Packy this and Packy that.
Oh yeah,
get that out here too.
That's weird because it's so obvious. I mean, there's a super large East Indian community, and yeah, you just it's a lot of. The oil rig people. But mm-hmm. Yeah, the guy would always be, you know, blah, blah, and the packy at the gate wouldn't let me through. And I was like, he's Mexican. You know? He's just totally off base. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was sometimes, hey, I don't want to misrepresent because there's, you know, like anywhere, you know, you have your total douchebags, which are the loud majority.
Sure.
And then you have the people just trying to live and, you know.
And get bargains.
But, yeah, the loud people are pretty intolerable. Yeah.
Okay, so people in Alberta, you heard it here first, folks. Ryan Ash just said, as a blanket statement, all human beings in Alberta are horrible, detestable racists.
I didn't say that. I said you're intolerable.
He may have said not everybody, but I'm saying that he said everybody.
Ask me how I feel about the Japanese.
Hey, Ryan. You know, I was thinking
intolerable. Ask me how I feel about Ukrainians. No. I-N-T-O-L-E-R-A-B-L-E, intolerable.
But are pierogies intolerable?
Oh, fuck. They're disgusting. They're such a waste.
Are you serious?
Such a bland waste.
Okay, gut check time.
Yeah, woo! I'm taking a stand. Okay.
There's no way Ryan Ash is serious right now.
They are delicious, but you know why? It's because they're potato wrapped in batter, soaked in butter, with cheese or bacon bits.
And then fried.
With sour cream and then fried.
And you're going to fry this, that's, right?
You could do that with gasoline and have the same result. It's just the process that's
we
delicious.
Deep fry. It's batter deep fried gasoline.
Yeah, everything.
With sour cream
you.
And bacon.
And you get high.
I need gasoline if it was deep fried and covered in butter and bacon.
Oh, you this love pierogi so much. Get a Ukrainian wife and then watch. When you're fucking 70, both of her ankles weigh 60 pounds combined.
And she'll kill you with a rolling pin.
Bubba! Because for 40 years, you're just eating pierogies and garlic sausage for 40 years.
You eat your pierogi until Bubba catch you or you snatch your face. Like chicken skin.
The key here is to not be Ukrainian yourself. But to know Ukrainian people to hook you up with treats every once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while.
But don't be Ukrainian. So if you're Ukrainian, don't be.
And the shumka dancing is wildly sexist. And I feel it might have been stolen from Russians. I base that on nothing.
There's a big Ukrainian population where I come from, and they're very serious about their dancing.
Yeah, they're shumka. And ask them if the males don't just steal the show for no reason while the females go, ay, 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 in the background.
Like, it's peacocking. It's all about getting laid. It's Ukrainian getting laid dancing.
All Ukrainian people are Easter eggs.
Taking this one to Vegreville.
Oh, man.
We're going to go see the world's largest pisanka.
Do you guys know Vegreville?
Yeah. Home of the world's largest pisanka.
Oh, yeah.
Vegreville.
It's kind of cool, actually. That egg is well colored. It's not hokey. It's black.
It's not a lame egg.
Very, yeah.
It is done in black and bronze.
It's got a very iconic classy design. Easter egg. It is good.
Very classy stuff.
That's all.
The idea is not in any way stolen from Russians.
Yeah, that's all I got to say.
I'm mostly like,
can say about that.
The only other way I have to go with Ukraine is the guy who ran for president and was poisoned with like radioactive isotopes in his soup.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's
welcome to the former USSR, like, where that terrible shit still goes down.
Poison
openly.
You with radioactivity? That's a long way.
Hey, you're running for president, huh? Well, we don't like you. We're gonna poison your fucking soup.
Hey, let's go swimming in Chernobyl for a while.
I think that the KGB is in like a bad comedy movie where they're just like, it's like the culmination is some guy poisoning the soup of the president. And some wacky harebrained scheme.
Nuclear soup.
It's the way to do it.
or a pellet using an umbrella. I'm making really awful, nerdy historical references now. That's not good. Oh, I welcome that sound. The sound of the beach.
The sound of the beach?
That's the lighthouse.
This is like a trash foghorn.
It's a foghorn. And it takes us to sunny New Hampshire. The fog is just rolling in. You're trying to tan, but it's at night. The seal. The birds are chirping. The seals are clapping. Is anyone going to do a seal sound effect? Okay.
Hello, I'm a seal. That's my best seal.
Two longshoremen are having sex with each other.
Hey, move your fucking leg. Why don't you move your fucking leg? Well, we sound like the same guy. Because right now we are one.
Oh.
And it is beautiful.
Ghost Evidors.
Like a squid and a sperm whale combined in a tragic but epic fight. You are my squid. Now inject your hot ink into my whale ass. They don't call me longshoreman for nothing. Take the eight.
And then we take out that octopus with our spear gun.
What, I thought we squid? Weren't going to shoot an octopus.
I wasn't gonna shoot an octopus. I'm shooting the fucking octopus.
Why?
I don't trust him. Too many arms. He's up to some no good.
I'm fucking done.
Ryan Ash is leaving in disgust.
I got two arms. I'm getting along all right. Some guy comes along with eight arms. I can't trust him.
Okay, buddy. He didn't do any, like, it's just an octopus, dude. Why you gonna be so...
Hey. You get the idle hands are the devil's playthings, Sean. And the octopus has eight idle hands.
That's not true, because they use all those hands to kill you at the same time. like
I said, product of the devil.
But they're not going to kill
you. Shoot him with a spear gun.
If you don't fuck with them.
I'm taking a large spear gun just to shoot some smaller spear guns out to shoot the octopus.
That's probably the best way to go.
I'm bringing my spear gun vending machine underwater with me. To make sure that I have enough spear guns.
You have to like put a dollar in each time to take it out?
No, I own it. I just have to hit the button.
And then you're good to go.
It's mine. I purchased the spear gun. I purchased a vending machine, and I could fill it up with any kind of gun I wanted, and I chose spear. Then I waterproofed it. I hooked up a battery. I took it to the bottom of the ocean with me, and I'm going to kill octopi. With spear guns that come from it.
So anyways,
all right.
So that was our guest, Ryan Ash.
You want to get on mic so we can say goodbye to you, Ryan Ash? We're having a good time. It's medium clever. Mm. Thanks for listening. We do have a Twitter feed now with nothing on it at this point of recording. Medium Clever on Twitter. You can find us, and mediumclever@gmail.com is our email. We'd like to thank Ryan Ash for being our guest.
I want to thank you guys very much for having me, though I don't agree with anything said on the show. I had a blast doing it.
The views expressed on this podcast do not reflect Ryan Ash.
Or do not necessarily not reflect it. somewhere in the middle, you know. M-twar.
I'd like to thank our producer, Brent Bobby. I'd like to thank our co-host, Sean Stewart. My name is Brent Medill, Medium Clever. Thank you very much.
Peace.
Yeah, peace. Oh, didn't even talk about the...